Today is Friday, September 29th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Gay Men's HIV AIDS Awareness Day. It is also Urban National Wildlife Refuge Day. And National Coffee Day. So, there you go. It is what it is. You can celebrate, you can drink coffee. They have a nice photo of some deer standing by a house for this Urban National Wildlife Refuge Day. My eye hurts so bad, folks. All week this week, I have been, earlier this week, I don't know if it was Monday or Tuesday, possibly. Could have been the weekend, but I think it was Monday or Tuesday. I wear my contacts for too long. I will admit, I am raising my right hand right now and swearing I wear my contacts too long. I don't take them out. And it's been that way my whole life. It's just, I've had eye doctors tell me, oh my gosh, you need to let your eyes breathe, all that kind of stuff. And I always just don't do it because I don't like taking them in and out. It's fine, but I prefer to just get my eyes get used to them. I don't even know they're there, etc. Until I do. And when I do know they're there, my eyes get irritated. And I don't know if dust gets behind them or they're just on for too long or whatever. So that happened on my left eye. I was like, oh, this is hurting. I've got to take this contact out. And I wear disposable contacts. So, you know, I just can take it out, throw it away, and then I'll switch to a new pair. But normally when I get to the point of irritation, of eye irritation, I have to let my eye rest for a few days, whichever one happens to be irritated, before I can put contacts back in because it's just too painful. And I took it out, but it had kind of stuck a little bit to my eye. And so when I pulled it out, I felt that it was difficult to get it out. It didn't just come right off. And I don't know if that's related. I don't know if that's related at all. But for whatever reason, my eye has just been in pain off and on since Monday or Tuesday, whenever I took it off. I'm wearing glasses right now as I record this. I'll probably have to continue wearing glasses into next week because, you know. And anyway. So that's it. So it's hurting and it's not constant, but it'll start stinging and then it'll start watering. And I'm having to like close it and squint and do weird things. And it's not fun. It is not fun. But looking at this photo of these deer, it reminds me because I grew up in South Arkansas. Or if you didn't know that, you know that now. And we had deer all over the place. And it was, you know, deer hunting season, you know, fall, winter was especially dangerous. I don't know why. Like, I don't know why it's less so in the summer. I could be wrong, but I feel like it's this time of year when we get into September, October, when more deer would be hit when driving. And so we would be driving along at night. It's always dusk or dawn. It's always like when the time is when, you know, the sun is either going down or coming up. And deer are on the side of the road. They're eating grass or, you know, whatever. And they will attempt to cross the road and people hit them because sometimes they jump and you can't stop in time and you hit them. I have never hit a deer before. Knock on wood. But you would. So anyway, looking at this, someone I knew had a pet deer at one point. I don't remember if they actually fenced it up or if they just fed it and so it kept coming back, but they had a pet deer in their yard. And so, yeah, so it reminds me of deer. I mean, we have deer here as well. I mean, we have deer all over, I'm sure all over the United States, but this photo just reminds me of growing up and seeing deer. I think I saw a deer Saturday night, actually, when I was driving home from my haircut. In my neighborhood as well, I believe. I could be wrong about that, but it would. But anyway, I did see a deer. I saw a deer. So I know you were waiting with bated breath for a report on Mark's birthday. I pre-recorded yesterday's episode because we were going out for his birthday. I wasn't going to have time, yada, 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 like all of that. So I recorded a couple of episodes in advance just so I would have time to prepare for his birthday, to have his birthday and all that kind of stuff. And I had a busy day on Wednesday. You know, sometimes he will do this thing where he will wait until midnight and he will somehow decorate a room or something like that. He'll, you know, sneak in and put happy birthday signs and balloons. And I've done this before too, but it's very difficult. I mean, we live together. It's hard to do anything secretive. And so I had gone and bought a card. I did buy some, not streamers, but like a banner that said happy birthday. But then the cleaning lady was coming on Wednesday and I thought, well, if I tape this to the wall, you know, because I was going to tape it to the bathroom mirror so that when he woke up in the morning, he would see happy birthday. But then I changed my mind about that because I was like, then we're going to have to take it down so the cleaner can clean the mirror. And so it's extra work for us. So I just decided, you know what? I'm not going to do any of that. I'm just going to give him a card. And so I told him happy birthday at midnight, Tuesday evening, you know, midnight, because that was his officially Wednesday. And yeah, I didn't do anything fancy like, you know, streamers or balloons or anything like that. I just wished him happy birthday in the morning. I wished him happy birthday again. But I didn't give him his card because I was going to wait until dinner. And so went to work, worked until about 5:45 or 6 o'clock because I had orchestra rehearsal. And so it doesn't make sense to come home before orchestra. So I worked, then left and went to orchestra rehearsal. And we had orchestra rehearsal I left about 7:30 because we had dinner reservations for 8:15. And so Mark picked me up at church. I left my car in the parking lot and he drove. We went to Bentonville, which is, it's about 20 minutes north of where we live, but it's about 10 minutes from where I was at church. And so we went there. It was in Bentonville Square, which is really nice. And it was a Japanese place that we do not know how to pronounce, but it's spelled A-O-I. Aoi. Aoi? And they had sushi and rolls and stuff like that. But they also had a pork belly appetizer. And they had a garlic noodles dish with filet mignon on it. So I didn't have to eat seafood, which is always a good thing. It was slow, though. They got us into the table really quick. We were there early, but they were able to seat us pretty quickly. And so that was fine. But the guy that was serving us was just, I don't know if he was just so laid back, but it took forever for him to come over and be like, hey, do you want a drink? The water was lukewarm, which I need cold water. I mean, I really need cold. If I'm going to have water, which I don't really like that much, I really want cold water. And so anyway, he gave us water. We ordered an appetizer, which luckily, because he took so long to come back. And then we thought he was going to come back and have us order the entree. But he waited until he delivered the appetizer to take our order for the entree. And it even said on the menu, our rolls are artisanally handcrafted or something like that. Some bullshit. So please give us time. You know, entrees may take a while to be. And we were like, well, then why didn't he take our order before the, because the appetizer comes out, it tastes good. So then we wait, it feels like, I don't know, half an hour before the entrees come out. It probably wasn't that long, but it was a long wait. The food was good. I mean, it was acceptable. Mark enjoyed his. The noodles were good. They didn't give me a lot of filet mignon. It was only four little pieces that they had sliced off of a fillet. But it was okay. It was enough food. Then we came home. We watched a little MasterChef Australia because I've downloaded season 15 of MasterChef Australia off of the dark web. It's the only way you can get it. You can't get it here in the U.S. If they would provide a way, I would pay for it, but you can't. We watched that. It was a lovely evening. Oh, I gave him his card. He did have suspicions that it was a Pink concert, but he was happy. That was it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.